Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Yud Zayin. Today's shir and this whole week of shirim is sponsored by Beryl Eckstein, Lezecher Nishmas, his father, Harav Shimon Aryeh Leib Ben Yecheskel Chaim. His yahrzeit is this week on Chaf Aleph Elul, the Neshama Shel Aben Aliyah, and we thank Beryl very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding on Daf Tez Zayin and Beis. We're about 7 lines into the wide line, so we have a lot of ground to make up over here. I think we're holding at Masiv, at Masiv Rav Simi Bar Ashi. So what we're going to discuss is we're right in the middle of the sugya of Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir or Ein Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir. But the one rule that we had pretty clear is that when you have an avoda that's only shayich to the komet and doesn't even apply at all to the levona, well then certainly you could be Mefagel with such an avoda alone. You don't need to have a machshava on the levona in such a case. You don't need to be doing anything on the levona in such a case because there is no such thing as a kmitza of the levona, taking a komet of the levona or matan bekli of the levona. The only thing that you have is haktara by haktara, since haktara is both done on the kmitza and the levona. So when you only have a machshava spigel on one of them, so that's a chati matir. So the Gemara had a machlokas yesterday that we started to discuss between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What about halacha? Do we view halacha as something similar to kmitza that only applies to the komets and not to the levona, or do we view halacha as something like the haktara, which applies both to the komets and to the levona? So we're going to finish up that discussion. We're going to bring a raya in that machlokas today, and then on the bottom of Tezayin and Beis, we're still finishing up from yesterday's daf. We're going to have a three-way machlokas. Let's say a person is maktir just a tiny drop of a carbon mincha at a time, with a machshava of eating chutzos mano a tiny drop at a time. So one drop with a machshava of an achila, of a drop, chutzos mano, another drop, to the point where he gets to the point where he was makter the whole thing with the machshava of a kezayis chutzos mano, but not all at once. It was building up. So we're going to have three different opinions, a three-way machlokas in such a case. Pigel, pasul, or kosher. And the Gemara is going to explain why one would hold any of those three things. Then the Gemara is going to tell us a chiddush of the Charifi du Pumbedisa. The Charifi du Pumbedisa held haktara mifagela haktara. Unbelievable that even if you hold, you can't be mefagel b'chatzi matir. So having a machshavas pigel on only the haktaras hakometz and not on the haktaras levona is not pigel. But if your machshavas pigel on the haktaras hakometz was to be maktir the levona chutzlizmana, so you've now covered the entire haktara with your machshavas pigel in an unconventional way. Normally we would think of the pigel as being as doing the haktara of both the komets and the levonu, the machshava of achila shirayim chutzuzmana. But over here, you are maktir the komets, having in mind that you can be maktir the levonu chutzuzmana. They say that that's pigul as well. Rav Chista disagrees. He holds ein haktara mifageles haktara. The Gemara is then going to tell us that regardless of what you hold, mifaglin b'chatzi matir, ein mifaglin b'chatzi matir, haktara mifageles haktara, ein haktara mifageles haktara, if you do both at the same time, there's going to be such a chiddush that for sure will be pigel. That even if you hold either one alone would not be pigel, chatzi matir would not be mefagel, haktara cannot be mefagel haktara, but if you do both at the same time somehow, that will be mefagel. Then we're going to Be'ezus Hashem begin, which will take us the next 3 weeks, the third perek of Maseches Menachos, and the third perek starts touching on toward the further into the perek a whole bunch of different topics. We're not going to stay in Karbon Mincha, but the very first Mishnah is very clearly a hemsheikh of what we've been doing, and it's going to talk about those machshavos that are not mefagel. Machshava lechol dover shadarka lahaktir, lahaktir dover shadarka lechol, pachos mikazayis, those kinds of things. And we're going to present the shita of Rabbi Lazar that even machshavos to eat that which you are normally maktir, or to be maktir that which you normally eat, it can still make the karban pigel. That's going to be the shita of Rabbi Lazar against the chachamim. So the Gemara is going to explain what the Chacham and Rabbi Lazar disagree about, and particularly it's going to explain how they disagree in how to understand the Chiddush of the Pasuk when the Pasuk says Heachol Yeochel. Why a double expression of Achila within the Parsha of Pigel? Okay, so let's begin again at Masiv on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, about 7 lines into the wide lines. So one thing we know, that an Arel is not allowed to eat a Korban Pesach, right? If you shecht a Korban Pesach al Menas, that Arelim will eat it, and a Korban Pesach requires registration in advance. People have to be registered on the Korban Pesach. If you shecht the Korban Pesach, having in mind that it should be for someone who does not have a Bris Mila, the Korban is going to be Pasul. If you shecht the Korban Pesach, having in mind that the participants of this Korban Pesach are both mulim ve'arelim, some people who have a mila, some people who don't have a mila, then it is kosher. So it says Mar Masa, Rav Simon Bar Ashi. So Rav Simon Bar Ashi asked the following: Achirim omrim hikdim mulim la'arelim. That if you shecht the first simin of the Korban Pesach al menas, that people who have a bris mila will eat it, and then the second simin, you cut both simanim in the neck of the animal, the second simin al menas, that not only will mulim eat it, but arelim will eat it as well. So kosher, that's going to be kosher, because you had in mind both mulim ve'arelim, so it's perfectly kosher. Hikdim arelim the mulim, but when you cut the first simon, you have in mind only that arelim will eat it, and then the second simon you throw in, yeah, mulim as well, possible the carbon is going to be possible, because the first simon, when you cut the first simon, you didn't have a makshava on mulim at all. Now the first simon is what we would call a chatzi matir, because you need to cut both simanim in order for the shechita to be kosher. So over here, what are we saying? That if you have a machsheves psul in a chatzi matir, it's going to passel the karban. V'kaimelon the chatzi matir pligi, and we have a kabbalah that this is not l'divrei akol, that this is the machlokes about chatzi matir. And if you hold mefaglin b'chatzi matir, you can passel the karban b'chatzi matir. If you hold ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, you cannot passel the Korban Pesach with the Chatzi Matir. So this would be subject to our very machlokas. So it turns out that the Shechitas HaPesach would be considered a Matir. Now that's unusual, because we up until now have been defining Matir, that it's Matir, some element of the Korban. This Shechita is not Matir anything in the Korban. It's not Mekadesh anything in the Korban. And nevertheless, we still seem to associate it with being a matir. It's not matir the murim or anything like that to be burnt on the mezuzah, anything of that nature. So Amalei, so Rava says, Rav Simon Bar Ashi, mi savrit dam tzavar behema kadosh. What, you think the blood that's running through the animal's body, that's running through the neck of the animal, is already kadosh before you shecht the animal? Dam sakin shchit sakin mekadshalei. The sakin is mekadesh the dam. When you do the shechita, it's mekadesh the dam. V'abalakadesh kabala hatir dami. And anything that comes to be mekadesh is as if it's coming to be matir. Now going back to our machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Remember, we have this machlokas. What about halacha? We know that an avoda shlema is going to be mefagel. So by kemitza, there is no kemitza on the levona. There's only the kemitza on the flour and the oil, so that's considered an avodah shleima and it could be mefagel. Haktara, on the other hand, not that way. Haktara applies to both kemitza and the levona, and therefore haktara on only the kemitza is not an avodah shleima. So the Gemara had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What about halacha? So Reish Lakish held that the halachas hakometz is like haktara. If you have a machsheves pigel on the halachas hakometz, it's not going to be mefagel unless you have a machsheves pigel on the halachas halavona as well, because they're each one is only half the job. So it says Mar Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Bamedvar mamurim. When do we say that if you're mefagel the komets, you're mefagel the entire carbon? So what did the Bryce say? The Bryce said bekmitza ubematan kli, was something that doesn't apply to the lavona by kmitza, by putting the komets into the kli. Ubehiluch. But the machlokas is only by haktara. By haktara, that's machlokas of Meir and the Chamim, whether having just a machsheves pigel on the kemitza and not on the levona is enough, whether mefagel b'chatzi matir enough. So, but it says hiluch, my love, hiluch to haktara. Isn't this talking about bringing the kemitza to do haktara? So you see, it's mefurish in the brisa that even according to the Chamim, it's enough to be mefagel the halachas hakometz, that you don't have to be mefagel also the halachas halavona. against Reish Lakish. Says we're low. Hiluch the Matan Kli. The hiluch that we're talking about is not bringing the kemitah that's already in a kli to the mizbeach for haktara, but it means bringing. You take the kemitah, now you got to put it into a kli. So bringing it toward putting it into a kli. That is only done by the kometz. That's not done by the levona at all. Well, ihachi, if it means hiluch mematan kli, then bematan kli behiluch bihiluch matan kli mi baile. Then it's in the reverse order. If it's going through the avodos, instead of saying matan kli followed by hiluch, it should have said hiluch followed by matan kli, because we're talking about the hiluch to the matan kli. Says Gemara, okay, halokasha tenihachi. So flip it, you know, and then problem solved. Says Gemara, but still doesn't sound that way. Bolo la haktara. The Brisa says that you go to do the haktara right afterwards, meaning it sounds like haktara is what happens right after matan kli. But no, bolo la halacha mi baile. The Brisa should have said that after the matan kli, you now have to do the halacha to the haktara, and only then the haktara itself. Says Gemara, halokasha kim dolacha tzarek haktara hi karila haktara. Haktara is a reference not just to the burning itself of the kemitza, but the entire process that brings it toward the burning. So the halacha toward the haktara is also considered haktara. Ella says the Gemara, here's going to be the kasha we can't answer. Nosanes hakometz b'shtika holich mi ba'ilei. When the Brisa goes on to say that you put the kometz on the fire b'shtika, it should have said you are molich the kometz b'shtika, because we're talking about halacha toward haktara and not the haktara itself. So it sounds that when it says ubihiluch, it sounds that the Brisa initially, when it said bihiluch, really meant the halacha toward the haktara. And we said that even in such a case, it's a machlok shamerin lecham about mefaglin bechatzi matir. So that's against Reish Lakish, who thinks that the halacha toward the haktara is a avodah shlema. It's not true. It seems not that way. Kasha, says Gemara, that's apparently an unanswerable kasha, or a very difficult to answer kasha on Reish Lakish. Okay, now a new discussion. Says Gemara, hiktir shumshum lechel shumshum. Let's say a person is maktir tiny, tiny portions of the kemitza, having in mind to eat tiny, tiny portions of the shirayim chutz lezmano. And then more, another tiny portion of the kemitza, having in mind to eat a tiny, tiny portion of the shirayim chutz lezmano, ad shekala kometz kulo, till he gets to the point where he has, at the end of the day, been maktir the entire kometz, having in mind to eat at least the kezayis of the shirayim chutz lezmano, but not all at one time. So Rav Chisra, Rav Nuna, Rav Sheshes, three-way machlokas. Chad amar pigul, chad amar pasul, chad amar kosher. It's either pigul, it's pasul, or it's kosher. Ooh, so what are they arguing about? Lema mandi amar pigul krab meir. It must be that the one that holds pigul holds like krab meir, that you could be mefagel bechatzi matir. So over here as well, even though you weren't mefagel with the entire comets all at once, you were mefagel just with parts, tiny parts of it at a time, that's good enough. That's going to be pigul. Mefagel bechatzi matir. Mandi amar pasul krabbanon. The one that holds pasul holds like the rabbanon, that if you're mefagel bechatzi matir, it doesn't become pigul, but it does become pasul. Mandi amar kasher krabbi. And the one that says that it's kasher holds like rabbi. We had in daf yudal raman aleph that if you're mefagel bechatzi matir, the carbon is kosher, because the different halves of the karban are not going to be mitzarif. So if you mefagel bechatzi matir each time, it's not going to be mitzarif with each other. Says Gvar Mimai, nah, maybe this machlokas has nothing to do with mefaglin bechatzi matir. Dilma adkan lo kam Rameir asam el dechishev bishiuro. Maybe Rameir only holds mefaglin bechatzi matir when you had a machsheves chutz lezmano at the time that you were being maktir a full haktara. That at least you're being maktir the entire entity, even though it's only half of the matir, but it's the entire kometz that you're being maktir. Yeah, you need a levona as well in order to be maktir, but at least you're doing the entire kometz at one time. But over here, you weren't. It was piece, a tiny piece by tiny piece. So maybe maybe Rameir would still say that's not pigul. And Rabban would only say pasul by mefaglin bechatzi matir. When you didn't end up having a machsheves pigul on the entire matir. But over here, it took you a while, and you did it slowly, and you did it piece by piece, but ultimately you had a machsheves pigul on the entire matir. Maybe Yachinami de Pagil, maybe even the Chacham would say it's pigul in our case. And Rebbe only says the carbon is kosher. In a case where the chatzi kezayis that you had a machshava on with the shchita of the first keves, he was talking about the kifse etzeres, to eat the chatzi zayis lemachar, you never were mashlim to a kezayis shalem. So that's why it's going to be kosher. But over here, you're having a machshava to eat a tiny drop of the shrayim, another tiny drop of the shrayim, another tiny drop. So until you ultimately get to a kezayis shalem, that you're having in mind to eat a kezayis shalem of the shrayim, chutzazmano, sachinami de pasil. Maybe even Rabbi would agree that that's possible. So we thought we understood each of the three shittos. We understand none of them. So says Gemara, El mandiyam rapigul divrei akol, mandiyam rapasul divrei akol, mandiyam kasher divrei akol. The one that says pigul will say whether you hold like Rabbi Meir, Rabbanan, Rabbi, it's pigul. The one that says pasul also, no matter who you hold like. The one that says kasher, no matter who you hold like, it's got nothing to do with the machlokas of mefaglin bechatsi matir. So says Gemara. So what is the machlokas about? Mandiyam rapigul divrei akol, kasavar derech achila bekach, derech aktar bekach. That it's the derech to eat tiny bits at a time, and it's the derech to be makdir tiny bits at a time. So it turns out that you were makdir kedarko with a machshava lechol kedarko. So that's pigul. You were makdir that which you're normally supposed to be makdir in a normal way of being makdir, because apparently it's normal to burn tiny bits at a time. Having a machshavas pigul kedarko to eat shirayim, even though just tiny bits at a time, but to eat shirayim because derech achila bekach, that it's considered to be the derech achila. So mandiyam apostle divrei kol, and the one that says that everyone holds it's going to be apostle kasavar derech achila bekach, but vein derech aktara bekach, would hold that it is the derech achila, but it's not the derech aktara to burn drop by drop. V'avila k'mincha shelo huktara, and therefore it's like a mincha that was never properly burnt because it was huktara shelo kedarka, and that's why it's apostle like a mincha that you never did the haktara on. So your machshava is not really what did it. It turns out just that you, meaning what pasul that was not your machshava, what pasul that was that you did the haktara tiny bit by tiny bit, that's ki'ilu you never did a haktara. And mandiyam or kasher, divrei akol, the one that says that everyone says that it's going to be kasher, kasavar, derech haktara bekach, that is a very normal way of doing the haktara, so you did a haktara, ve'in derech achila bekach. But it's not a normal derech achila to eat a tiny drop at a time, and therefore you didn't have a machsheves pigul on an achila. You had a machsheva when each machsheva chutzas man was on a tiny drop, that's nothing. That it's a zero plus zero plus zero plus zero, it equals nothing. So you didn't have a machsheva that passels at all because you didn't have a machsheva of achila chutzas mana. Okay, so we discussed already what the din of being komitz of mincha, having in mind to be maktir the levona chutzlis mana. But what we haven't yet discussed, and what we're going to discuss now, what if not when you're komitz the mincha you have in mind to be maktir the levona chutzlis mana, but when you are maktir the komitz you have in mind to be maktir the levona chutzlis mana. So amri charifi du pumbedisa. The charifi du pumbedisa, the sharp ones of pumbedisa, said as follows. And Rashi identifies who they are. The Gemara in the first part of Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin, says that these are Ifa va'avimi b'nei Rachva de Pumbedisa, which is an interesting story. Rachva de Pumbedisa was a Katlanis, and goes through who she was. She was married to some pretty chashuva people, and had some pretty chashuva sons. But these are the Charifi de Pumbedisa. There's a whole discussion, actually, by a Katlanis. If she continues to have children with each husband, do you assume that that takes away the bad mazel of being a Katlanis? Because you see that she has Zerah Shalchem, so this is one of the rayas that there's no such hatred, that even if she has children with each husband, that she's still, because this woman continued to do that. So the Charifi de Pumbedisa said, Haktara mefagelis haktara. If a person is maktir the komets, having in mind to be maktir the levona, the achrasmana, that is pigul. Vafilu the Rabbanan damriyein mefagel bechatzi matir, even the Rabbanan hold that you can't be mefagel bechatzi matir, haini mili heichot chashve b'shirayim. Meaning the Rabbanan say that if you do haktaras hakometz, having in mind that you can eat the shirayim chutzas mana, that's not pigul. Because haktaras hakometz is not a full matir. You need to be matir the kometz and the levona to be matir the shirayim. Yeah, but over here you're doing the haktaras hakometz, having in mind to do the other half of the matir chutzas mana. Yeah, that's going to be pigul. Because even if you held in mefagel b'chatzi matir, ani milech the chashuv b'shirayim, that's when you're having machshava on the shirayim that we say in mefagel b'chatzi matir. Levona, Levona b'milsa kaima, and the Levona ends up untouched by any form of Pidl. So if half of the Matir remains totally unaffected by any Machsheves Pidl, so that's not going to be Pidl, say the Rabbanan. Aval hacha, but over here, the Chishiv lo b'Levona k'ma d'chishiv b'b'kli Matir dami. You had a Machsheves Pigel while you're being maktir the comments about the Akhtaras Halavona, the entire matir has been affected by pigel. And that's enough to make it pigel. I just had a chasson last night, someone was asking another, Tafyomi Magid Shir in Woodmere was asking me, what's the Havamin over here? What's the Svara? I'm just trying to translate the words. I push it like I'm not there in terms of understanding the ins and outs of why this would be, you know, one way or the other way. I assume Gzeres HaKasim somewhere or the other, but that's the way the halacha works. That the way pigel works is that pigel applies only will apply even if you're involved in the chatzim matir. But when you've covered the entire matir in your machshavas pigel, whether on the giving end or the receiving end, the kmitz it's on the giving end, on the aktara it's on the on the levona it's on the receiving end. So that's going to be mefagel. Amar Rava Afanana Mitanina. So Rava says yeah, and we have a mishnah that seems to be a riot to this. Zaklal, the Mishnah tells us in Daf Yud Beis, Kala Komets, Vinosim Bekli, Vamolich, Vamaktir, Lechol Dover Shadarka Lechol, Lahaktil Dover Shadarka Lahaktir. You do any of the Avodos, having in mind that you're going to eat the Shirayim, or that you're going to burn the Komets, or the Levona, Chutzlumakomo, Chutzlumakomo, outside the Pasul Dein Bokares. So it's not Pigel, that's what we call Pasul, because it's Makshevus Chutzlumakomo. Chutzlumano, Pigel Vachayavan of Kares. Chutzlumano is going to be Pigel. So what's the diuk? My love, haktara dumya dahanach. Isn't the Mishnah telling us that haktara is like the other halachos? It's like the kmitza, it's like the matan kli, it's like the hiluch in the following sense. Mahanach bein lechol bein lahaktir, just like legabe the kmitza and the matan kli and the hiluch, whether you're mechashiv, whether you have a machshava to eat the shirayim lemachar, or you have a machshava to be maktir the levona, chutzlizmana, it's going to be pigel. So af haktara, so too about the haktara itself. Bein lechol, whether when you're doing haktara, you're having a machshava to eat the shirayim chutzlizmana, bein lahaktir, or whether when you're doing the haktara, you're having a machshava to do haktara chutzlizmana, it's going to be pigel. Well, what does that mean? While I'm doing haktara, I'm having machshava to do haktara chutzlizmana, I'm doing haktara right now. It must mean that I'm doing haktara on the kemitza, having a machshava to do haktara on the levona chutzlizmana, and that's going to be pigel. So it's a riot to the Charifi, to Pumbedisa, says Gemara Lo. Hanach bein lechol bein lahaktir. Haktara lechol in lahaktir lo. Who says that all of the avodos that we list in that Mishnah, Daf Yud Beis, are all the same? Maybe all of the other avodos will become pigel, whether your machshav is about the haktara or the achila, but haktara is only going to be a machshav is pigel if your machshav is about achila, but not if your machshava is about haktara. Yosef Rav Menashe Bar Gado kameda Abaye v'yosef v'ka amar mishmeid Rav Chista. So Rav Menashe Bar Gado was in front of Abaye and he said in the name of Rav Chista, ein haktara mifagelas haktara. I disagree with the Charifi de Pumbedisa. Having a machsheves haktaras levona chutzlizmana while you're being maktir the komets, it's not going to be mifagel. Vafilu the Rabbi Meir, and not only according to the Chamim that ein mifaglin b'chatzi matir is not going to be mifagel, even a Meir damar mifaglin b'chatzi matir, who holds that you can be mifagel b'chatzi matir, hani miliyech d'chishu b'shirayim. At least your machsheva has to be about the shirayim. So when you're doing Akhtara, even if you're only doing Akhtara on half of the matir, on just the Levona or just the Komets, yes, Ramer will hold, it will be Pigel when you're having a Machshava to do Achila Shirayim Chutzlizmana. But the Komets, Matir did too. You know why? Because the Kemitza is part of what's Matir, the Shirayim at least. Right? At least it is the Matir of the Shirayim. So when you have a Machshava's Pigel while doing the Kemitza, while doing the Akhtara's Kemitza about the Achila Shirayim, there's a relationship between the two. But over here, the komets is not matir the levona. So there's no direct relationship between the komets and the levona. So then you shouldn't be, the komets should not be able to be mefagel the levona. So Abaye says, that you say this in the name of Rav Chista. By chance, did Rav Chista say this in the name of Rav when you heard this? He said, yeah, Rav Chista said this in the name of Rav, that you guessed correctly. Shachli, that this all started with Rav. Itmar Nami Amrav Chisam Amar Rav Ein Haktara Mifagel Es Haktara, that it was Amrav Chisam Amar Rav that one Haktara will not be Mifagel another Haktara. You know, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us Kala Omer Davar B'Shem Omro Mevi Geula Li Olam. Magen Avraham writes in Siman Kuf Nun Vav that someone who's Omer Davar Shelo B'Shem Omro was in violation of a lav, and he doesn't quote Makar why it's a violation of a lav, but he says it's a violation of lav. Kuf Nun Vav is where Magen Avraham has all the halachas that somehow didn't make it into Shulchan Aruch. So he has like a list of the halachas that didn't make it. Like you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. Shulchan Aruch, like Chavetz Chaim made up for it, but the Shulchan Aruch forgot to mention that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. A whole bunch of halachas that didn't make it into Shulchan Aruch. So Nadbiu the writes that the makar is a medrash Tanchuma that Amr Rabbi Chizki of Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Kol Sheinu Amr da b'shem Amr Allah v'kas of Omer Al Tigzol Dal Ki Dalhu that Al Tigzol Dal Ki Dalhu. It's interesting. Rabbi Sachs always points out, you always hear people quote the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Kol Omer Davar B'Shem Omro, Mevi Geula Li Olam. Do you ever hear anybody quote who the Baal Memra is of Kol Omer Davar B'Shem Omro, Mevi Geula Li Olam? Never. That's like that. It's the ultimate irony. No one ever quotes. I forgot already. I forgot. You have to look it up. But no one ever quotes who the Baal Memra is, Kol Omer Davar B'Shem Omro. But some of the discussion relating to this Gemara is there is discussion in Achronim how far back do you have to go? Let's say I heard something from Rav Schechter, who said something in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, who said something in the name of his grandfather. So like every time I need to go up the entire chain, you know, Rav Schechter said in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, in the name of Reb Chaim, or can I just say Reb Chaim said, or can I just say heard from Reb Shechter? Do I have to go all the way? So over here, you see, they quoted from Reb Chista. They didn't say it in the name of Rav. They didn't go all the way up the chain. I remember when I was in Reb Baruch Simon's shir, my early missions here, he used to regularly, he would say, I heard from Rabbi Willig in the name of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, in the name of his brother, in the name of Reb Moshe, in the name of Reb Chaim. Like half the shir was just him going up the line of exactly where it originated from. So maybe that's like that was what he was calling him out on in this Gemara over here. That's what Abaye was saying. You got to quote it from the original source, which is from Rav. Okay, Amar Rav Yaakov, there's a Debrezin. Debrezin has a tshuva. If you see a Pischei tshuva, quotes a Nadav Yehuda. Are you allowed to say the Nadav Yehuda says? Or do you have to say that you saw it in the Pischei tshuva? Maybe it's like a Gnevis Das, that people think you're reading Nadav Yehuda's and you're really just cheating by reading that's the old version of cheating nowadays, whatever, art school or whatever. But okay, so Amar Rav Yaakov Baridi Meshmeda Abaye. Avana Nami Tanina. We have a brisa that says that's a raya. It's a shachar, Echem Nakafas. You shecht one of the kivsei atzeres, having in mind ti idu chutzas mano who pigul v'chaveru kosher. So that keves is pigul, but the other keves is kosher. Lechol mechaveru lemachar. Isn't this an exact parallel? Meaning the relationship between the kometz and the levona is exact relationship between one of the kivsei atzeres and the other kivsei atzeres. Each one is a chatzi matir, and together they are a matir shalem. So if you're going to hold like the charifi de pumbedisa, that when I shecht, when I'm makt here, the komets having in mind to be makt to the levona chutzlas mana, that's going to be pigul, shouldn't that be the same as shechting one of the kivsei atzeres, having in mind to do the other one chutzlas mana? So, and what does it say? Lechol mechaveiro lemachar. I'm shechting one of the kivsei atzeres, having in mind to eat the other of the kivsei atzeres lemachar. Shneim cherin. They're both going to be kosher. My time alav mishum tikim alav matir day lo matzim fagle. Isn't it because one of the Kivsei Atzeres is not the matir of the other kivsa of the Kivsei Atzeres, and therefore it cannot be mefagilit. Similarly, the kometz is not the matir of the levona, and it can't be mefagilit. So Gemara, lo. Now over there, the two Kivsei Atzeres have no relationship with each other. Hasam. Who the lo ikva b'chad mana? The kivsei atzeres are never viewed as a single unit because they were never put into a single kli. That's not part of the process. Aval hachad ikva b'chad mana ki chad damu. But over here, and in the initial stage of a kavur mincha, is you put the flour and the oil and the levona into a single kli. Yes, you then move the levona aside and you take the kmitza out from just the flour and the oil, and then you take the levona afterwards separately. But it initially was in one kli. That makes it one carbon. So it's kichad dam. It's considered like a single unit, and therefore, if you have a machshava and aktaras levona, when you're makti the kometz, it will be mefagel. Amar Rav Amnuna Hamilsa Ivlali Rabbi Chanina Utkilili Kikuli Talmudai. He says, I heard a teaching from Rabbi Chanina. It's as valuable to me as all of my learning. It was so brilliant. Here's what he said. Hiktir kometz lahaktir levona lechol shirayim lemachar pigel. If you have a double machshava, but each machshava is a little shvach. You have a machshava when you're makter the kometz to be makter the levona, which we just said is a machlokas between the Chariv Yitabun Batisa and Rav, whether that's going to be mefagel. And also to eat the shirayim lemachar, which is the subject of machlokas or meir lecham, whether mefaglin b'chatzi matir or ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, that's for sure pigle. If you do both, that's for sure pigle. Meaning it's not half plus half equals two halves, which are nothing. It's half plus half equals a whole. That makes it fully pigle. So my kamashmalan says the Gemara, what's the great chiddush that he's teaching me? I mean, the Gemara first thought that it wasn't about the combination of the two, that he was trying to teach me one of the halachos. So, haktar mefagel haktara kamashmalan. If his great chiddush is that haktara is mefagel another haktara, lemir hiktir kometz lahaktir levona. So let him just say that you're makter the kometz to be makter the levona, and that's mefagel. And he mefagel bechatzi matir kamashmalan. If his great chiddush is about mefagel bechatzi matir, lemir hiktir kometz lechol shirayim lemachar. So give a classic case of mefagel bechatzi matir that you're makter the kometz, have just the kometz, not the levona, having in mind to eat the shirayim the next day and eat ravayu. And if he's coming to teach me both of these halachos, that he's paskening mefagdim b'chatzi matir, and he's paskening like the Chariv Yitabun B'disa, that haktara mefagel as haktara, so lema, hikdir kometz lahaktir levona, v'lechol shirayim lemachar, and then I would know that that vav means or, that one or the other is enough to be mefagel. So Amar Vada Baravi says, no, you're missing the point. The olam kasavar ein haktara mefagel as haktara, v'ein mefagdim b'chatzi matir. He holds neither of these things alone creates pigle. A haktar is not mefagel the other haktar. A haktar is a kometz with the machshavas chutzas mana on the haktar is a levona is not mefagel. And you're not mefagel b'chatzi matir. So a haktar is a kometz having in mind to eat the shirayim lemachar, also not mefagel. But shayni hacha, de pashtle machshav b'kula mincha. That you have this notion that pigle, a machshavas pigle, has somehow affected every single element of the mincha, and memela, it's not called mefagel. It's not called haktar mefagel. Once pigle affects every element of the mincha, then it becomes pigle. So that's similar to the notion of haktar mefagel as haktara. Is the svara, to the extent again that I understand any of the svara. But what I would, if I was having that conversation at the chasana last night, I would probably say that the svara of haktara being mefagel a haktara is that it affected the entire matir. Right, so anything that affects the when pigle, whether on the giving end or the receiving end, affects the entire matir, so that's mefagel. So over here he's saying, no, not enough to affect the entire matir. There has to be machshavas pigle that somehow affects the entire mincha, both the matir and the nitar, both the kometz, the levona, and the shirayim. Tani Tana Kamei, the Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba. So now new discussion. One of the Tanaim said in the name of, in front of Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, Hiktir Kometz Lechol Shirayim L'Divrei HaKol Pigel. If a person is makter the Kometz, having in mind to eat the Shirayim, Chutzas Mano, it's for sure going to be Pigel. L'Divrei HaKol? V'Mifot Pligi? What do you mean everyone holds it's going to be Pigel? That's the Machlokas of Mifagun B'Chati Matir or not. That's not Divrei HaKol. El'Eimel L'Divrei HaKol Pasul. No, what we mean to say is there's a Machlokas whether it's Pigel or not. But everyone would say that that's definitely enough to passel, that it would definitely passel the carbon. Velema. So why didn't he say Hareza Pigel Vramehi? Instead of saying L'Divrei HaKol, it's pasul, and that's what we're changing. Why not keep the word pigle there and just say and take out the words L'Divrei HaKol and change the words L'Divrei HaKol to Hareza? So it's Hareza Pigel, and it's just teaching like Rameir. So Tana Divrei HaKol Asnuyua Pigel Bepasul Michleflei Hareza B'Divrei HaKol Michleflei. What's the more likely mistake? Pigel and pasul is a much more likely mistake. So much more likely that that's the word to change. Divrei HaKol and Hareza are very different kinds of phrases, a much less likely mistake. So Hadron Lach HaKometz HaSamincha. Now we're going to begin HaKometz Rabbah, the third parak of Meseches Menachos. And as we mentioned before, really this parak talks about if you didn't do all the avodos properly on the Karban Mincha, what's ma'akev what? Solus ma'akev the shema, and one now comets and the levona ma'akvin says, we'll get to that later in Daf Chav Zayin. And once we get into that, we'll get into a whole bunch of other mitzvos, other areas of the Torah. Is a tefillin shal yad, ma'akev the tefillin shal rosh, and we'll get into mezuzah, we'll get into a lot of other areas of halacha. But the first mishnah is about none of that. First mishnah is very clearly just a continuation of the previous parak, not sure why it's in this parak. Hakomets is a mincha lechel, dover shein dar kol lechel. Let's say you do the kmitzah of the mincha, having in mind to eat that which never is supposed to get eaten, the komets, the levona, that which is supposed to get burnt, or lahaktir davar shein darko lahaktir. You have in mind that you're going to burn the shirayim, which is supposed to get eaten. So chutzul zmana, so kasher. Then it's going to be the mincha is going to be kasher. But Reb Elazar posel. Reb Elazar says no, it may not be pigul, but it's still posel. Lechel davar shein darko lechel lahaktir davar shein darko lahaktir. But pachus mikazayis, you have in mind to eat the shirayim chutzul zmana, or to be maktir the levona, the komets chutzul zmana, but less than a kazayis of it, then kosher. Lechel kachatzi zayis, lahaktir kachatzi zayis. If you have in mind to eat a kachatzi zayis and to burn a kachatzi zayis, so also kosher. It's going to be kosher. Shein achil vaktar mitzarfin. Even though b'sach hakol you had a machshav about a full kazayis, but you didn't really. You had a machshav about a half a kazayis and a half a kazayis, and they're not mitzarif with each other. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time at the Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer think that if you have machshava and achila shelo kedarka, that it's going to be puzzle? Meaning you have a machshava and a achila of the levona. You're not supposed to eat the levona. Why would that puzzle? So Amar Kra, because the pasuk says in the parsha of Pigul, v'im he ochel ye ochel mi b'sar zevach shlomav. So we darshin b'shtei achilos so kasam medaber he ochel ye ochel that there are two achilos. Echad achilos ad. Achilas Adam is from the meat of the animal. Achilas Mizbeach are the Emurim that get burnt on the Mizbeach. Lomer l'cha k'shem shemachashvin v'achilas Adam kach mechashvin v'achilas Mizbeach. Just like a machshava could passel the basra of the Zevach that's right for Achilas Adam, so too a machshava will passel the Emurim that are right from the Mizbeach. And k'shem shemachashvin me'achilas Adam le'achilas Adam. Just like a machshava will passel when you have in mind to eat something that's right l'achilas and you have in mind that something that belongs on the Mizbech to be makterit chutz l'zmano, so too, says Rabbi Eliezer, if you have in mind to be makter that which needs to be eaten chutz l'zmano, or to eat that which needs to be hooked or chutz l'zmano, that's also going to put it in this parsha of pigul. My taima midafkin rachmana laktara b'lashon achila, because the Torah calls it achilas mizbeach. So apparently haktara and achila are terms that are interchangeable with each other. So when you have a makshava to be ochel, that which is supposed to be huktar, chutzuzmana, it's one and the same. It's the same as having a mind to be ochel, that which is supposed to be nachal, chutzuzmana. V'rabbanan, haidafkin rachman b'lashon achila, the Rabbanan would respond, the reason why we refer to haktara b'lashon achila is the loshna kimichashu b'lashon achila mizbeach, v'loshna kimichashu b'lashon haktara l'mizbeach. When you have in mind to be makti that which is supposed to be hooked on the Mizbeach, chutz l'zmano will be pigul, whether you called that haktara achila or whether you called that haktara haktara, whatever lashon you had, but you definitely had in mind about haktara, you couldn't have had in mind about achila on that which needs to be hooked according to the Chamim. Inami, or the Rabbanan would say, what we learn is ma achila b'gzayis af haktara b'gzayis. The reason we call haktara achilas Mizbeach is to tell me the shir, that the machsheves pigul on a haktara is a kazayis, and even though that's normally a shir achila, uliyal machila dorcha mashma, but achila must mean only what you normally are supposed to eat. So says Gemara. So what did we learn? What was Rabbi Lazar's source? Because Rabbi Lazar says that having in mind achila, that which is supposed to be huktar, is included in the parsha of pigul. Says Gemara, but if that's the case, Rabbi Lazar, im kein lichtov rachmana, im heyachol heyachel, inami im yeyachel yeyachel. If all the drushos that you want to make, chachamim, that achila is bekazayis, or that doesn't matter whether you have in mind lashon achila, lashon haktara, then it should have just said a double lashon that's consistent. Heyachel heyachel, yeyachel yeyachel, Must be that there's an extra drasha to be made, and that is that even having a machshavas achila on that which is uktar, and having a machshavas aktara on that which is nechal, would also be included in pigul. But if the svar of Rabbi Lazar is that this is all included in the parsha in the Torah, karis nami lechayiv, then you should be chayiv karis also. It should really be pigul. Why does he just say pasul? V'chitei machinami, and you're going to tell me, oh, enochinami, he means pigul. V'atu dam reshed Rabbi Yochum, mad Rabbi Lazar sheinan ashkaris. But you told me that Rabbi Lazar does not hold pigul. He only holds that it's pasul, but it's not chayiv karis. So I'm late, tanoi hi alibit Rabbi Lazar. Ikel man diyam rapsulim da'oraisa, v'ikel man diyam rapsul d'rabanan. It's in fact a machlokas tanoim what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Some say that Rabbi Eliezer holds that it mamish is pigul, and based on the drushes that we just said, and some say that no, Rabbi Eliezer holds it's not mamish pigul, it's only a psul midrabanan, and therefore the svara for Rabbi Eliezer is not what we just said, because what we just said was based on a reading of the psukim. Where do we find that there's a machlokas tanoim what Rabbi Eliezer holds? So that's going to go, it's going to be detanya, but the detanya is going to take us well into tomorrow's daf. So Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with Titania tomorrow. We're gonna have to pick up from there anyway, even if we were to continue. So we'll pick up with Titania tomorrow. All right. Go.